Happy belated Mother's Day. Mother's Day was yesterday. I hope the day was amazing for you, every single one of you mothers. Whether you're parenting alone, whether you're a new mom, you are a mom of kids who are already in university, who have left home, if you're a mother of children who are not your biological children, or whatever state it is that you are in, it could be even spiritual motherhood, I want to wish you a happy belated Mother's Day. And today, from the title, you can see we're talking about fighting motherhood. And it is not one of those controversial ones. I know. Sometimes it can be controversial, but today is not the day. And we're not talking about saying no to being a mother, but what happens when you yourself don't feel like you qualify, when you feel like you don't deserve to be a mom, or if you don't feel like that you're the best mom for your child or for your children, what do you do in those situations? My name is Angie Obwaka, and this month, as we contemplate mental health, this is one of the areas that I felt God really wanted to speak to us about, especially as mothers. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 14, the psalmist records, you know, you knew me, you knit me together in my mother's womb. And then later in that scripture, it says, you know, before a single one of my days were lived out, that you knew them all together. And you know, one of the things that can be so hard as a parent, as a mother, is being able to feel like you are the best person for your children. You might feel like, you know what, if my children had a more patient mother. I personally feel that way. My mom is the most patient person in the world, and sometimes I can be a bit rushed. I can be a bit brushed even with my children, and I feel like if they were parented or they were mothered by my mother, they might turn out better. But I'm often reminded that, you know what, God is never random with what he does. He's never random with the places and the times and the families that he puts us in. And today, let me encourage you as a mom, let me encourage you as a parent today, that you know what? God hand chose you, hand picked you to be the mother to your children. God knew your personality. He knew your experiences. He knew where you had been. He knew the icks you had, and he knew the likes you'd have, and he knew all the different factors and experiences and circumstances around your life. And he chose you for those children. He chose you to be the steward. When he was contemplating and wondering, where should I take this particular soul that I have planned for in this particular world, where do I take them for them to be prepared, for them to be molded, for them to be positioned rightly and bestly, if we would say that, most in the best possible way for them to be able to flourish in this world. God sat down, you know, and he's in his infinite wisdom. And you know, God is not just saying, oh, perhaps this one could do, but I'm not really sure about their CV. God knows the end from the beginning. And so even before you got your life together, even before you get your life together, God knows and God knew that you would be the best mother for this particular child. And so let the devil and let yourself and let your circumstances and let the failures of yesterday and maybe even the failures of today not discourage you or not make you feel like giving up, because you have been handpicked by God to mother the children that you have in your life, whether biological or otherwise. The ones that God has given you steward over, you are best positioned, because God knows that you are the one who has what it takes in partnership with him, by his help, by his spirit, to be able to raise the best version of those particular children. And so I pray for increased grace. I pray for fresh grace and fresh help to you, whether you are a single mother, whether you are parenting in a two-person household, whether there is complications, you're a stepmother, you are a spiritual mother, you are an aunt who is stepping in, a grandmother, whatever your situation is, I pray that you are reminded and encouraged today that God knew exactly what circumstances you'd be in, and God chose you to be the mother of these particular children. And you are doing great, and God will enable you to raise children who will do great exploits for the kingdom. Your children will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace. God bless you, even as we continue to strive and fight towards promoting mental health this month of May.